Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Belastrator. And, Coach, get into the New Orleans Saints here. But first of all, I mean, a lot of detail in the Belastrator this year. This is something new little wrinkle, right?
Well, always looking to get better and make it a little bit easier for the fans.
We can read this stuff. It's not, you know, we don't get the chicken scratch. This is great stuff here. All right, we're starting with special teams.
Well, you know, the Saints have a lot of great players, and one guy that probably doesn't get enough attention is the punter Morstead. He's the third leading punter all time. This guy can really change field position. Of course, they don't have to punt a lot. They're so good offensively, but this guy is outstanding. He gets the ball off quickly. Got great hang time, distance, you can see here, 67 yards. And normally when you're punting from your 3-yard line, you'd feel like if you get a 40-yard net punt and the ball, you know, was on the 43-yard line, you know, you would take that. That would be good field position. This guy has the ability to change field position like that and, you know, add another 25 yards to the play. So, just, you know, tremendous leg. And again, plus 50, we always talk about plus 50 punts. Being inside the 50, but with Morstead, plus 50 is back on the minus 40, 45-yard line where he can is just as effective at placing the ball either out of bounds or putting that backspin on it so that the ball ends up, you know, dying here like it does on this one, you know, inside the 1-yard line. So
remember there's a Belastrator we did, that against the Rams, right, with Hecker? It seems like we did like 5 kicking plays. So this guy's as good as him, huh?
That's right.
Yeah, he just signed, yeah?
Yes.
All right.
So that's... Yep, well, this guy's as good as anybody in the league. Great directional punter and situational punter. So, you know, Kamara is the rookie from Tennessee, and, you know, he kind of has taken the Sproles-Bush role for New Orleans in their offense. Very explosive player. They get the ball to him and on running plays, and especially outside runs like this. He has good hands in a passing game. He also returns kicks. And so this is, again, kind of a Sproles-looking play right here. Just gets to the edge, quick cut up field, sees a gap there, splits it, and goes 50 yards for a touchdown. So, very explosive, dynamic player that we're going to have to do a good job on besides Ingram and obviously Peterson.
They've done a really good job over the years, going back to even Deuce McAllister. It seems like they just reset and continue to just circulate great running backs through there.
Yeah, and lead the league in offense every year.
Okay, this is a kid from Ohio State, right?
Yeah, Thomas, second year in the league, had 92 catches last year, big, strong receiver. Again, you know, Thomas coming in here on slant routes and under routes and things like that, he's extremely dangerous. But then it's after the catch, where he's so strong, you can see him run through a couple arm tackles here, break the tackle by the free safety, and, you know, it takes a 4-yard slant route and turns it into a 50-yard gain.
Oh, big play right there. So that's something you do want to eliminate, you know, coming off last week.
Well, we're going to have to do a good job of tackling on these skill players. That'll be a big challenge for us.
Okay, defense.
Well, defensively, you know, the key guys, Klein in the middle, the kid they signed from Carolina, is a very disruptive player, instinctive, and plays very, very well. Here he, you know, sees the run, see how quickly he diagnoses it, gets downhill into the backfield. Jordan has done a great job for him. You know, he hardly ever comes off the field, which is unusual for a defensive lineman. You know, he plays a lot. He plays very, very productively and, you know, makes a lot of big plays in both the running game and the passing game. And Vaccaro, the safety, plays down by the line of scrimmage as well. So those are three guys that we're really going to have to do a good job of. Here's the same play from the end zone. Let's start with Klein. You know, again, Klein gets a good read on this play. And you can see how quickly he's already starting to kind of get a little bit of a sense for it. Cheats his alignment a little bit and then comes downhill and it's right there in the gap before the guard can get him on the backside. Here's
Jordan, right?
Jordan on the backside, you know, tossing the tight end down, making the play. And, you know, Vaccaro, 32, is never far from the ball. He's always around it. So defensively, some very disruptive players and a very disruptive scheme with a lot of blitzing.
All right, Coach, good luck bouncing back against the Saints this week. Go get them.
Appreciate it, though. Thank you.
All right, there you go. There's your Belastrator. More Patriots All Access back right after this.